Sometimes people sing on a road trip. This was the biggest of road trips, and no doubt there was plenty of singing. A unique story from a couple centuries ago is this edition of The American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. The journals of Lewis and Clark provide extensive details about their journey. However, all of those entries tell us little about the personalities of the men. But Joe Musselman says we know that music and dancing played an important role in the trip. Not only did the men sing, but they had a fiddle to sing and dance by. And for the tribes they encountered, the fiddle may have seemed magical, and the men's dancing very entertaining.
They liked to see the men dance, and the men's dancing, I think, was probably most often fancy dancing, fancy stepping, much like clog dancing.
It was most often a spontaneous event, both during work and in the evenings.
Here's the important thing to remember about music on the trail. Somebody began to sing, and somebody else joined in, or somebody didn't. It was not an organized recreation. It was not done for morale. The word morale wasn't even in the dictionary.
They sang songs in happy times, and music may have been a part of sad times as well, even when Sergeant Floyd passed away just 3 months into the journey.
And as they lay in their tents on the verge of sleep, I can't help but imagine that somebody began very quietly, as if to himself, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace hath kept me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home."
The singing provided comfort during a time of sadness and worry.
Maybe somebody joined in, and maybe somebody didn't, and maybe somebody just listened in his heart, you know, because all they knew is that this poor guy died of a hell of a bellyache, and the next one that got a bellyache had to think, "Oh my God, not me, not me."
Traveling the Countryside on the Lewis and Clark Trail, I'm Andrew McCrae.